This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, endured three aerial attacks in 24 hours, Monday into Tuesday, with the latest involving drone strikes that killed one person and did damage to residential buildings. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova provided details of the attack for VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program.
For the moment, we know that there are damages in different districts, but the biggest damage happened in my district, actually. It was a residential building that suffered fire and debris heat. The part of the debris part was quite big, according to the footage that we can see from the damages. So a lot of cars parked next to the residential building were destroyed, and a couple of floors on the top of the building as well.
Meanwhile, U.S. defense officials tell the VOA Tuesday the U.S. will provide another $300 million in new military aid for Ukraine in a package that's expected to include munitions for Ukraine's Patriot missile defense system. The officials, who spoke to VOA on condition of anonymity ahead of the package's expected formal release on Wednesday, said the latest aid also includes rockets for the High Mobility Artillery Rocket System, or HIMARS, and more tank ammunition and anti-armor capabilities ahead of an expected Ukrainian offensive. Officials said Zuni unguided aircraft rockets and AIM-7 radar-guided air-to-air missiles are being provided for air support, and Avenger air defense systems and Stinger surface-to-air missile systems will also be included in that package. Finland, NATO's newest member, has begun building 200 kilometers of fencing along its eastern border with Russia. Border guards are out in force installing the 3-meter-high fence topped with barbed wire at a cost of about $417 million. The project is expected to be completed in 2026. This is VOA News. Hard-right conservatives in the U.S. House of Representatives are blasting House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for the budget deal he reached with U.S. President Joe Biden. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Put simply, the House Freedom Caucus is not happy.
This deal fails. It is a bad deal.
It defies conservatism, one of the biggest abominations since I've been in Washington, D.C.
Not one Republican should vote for this deal.
From Chairman Scott Perry down, Freedom Caucus members say the deal does not enact the deep spending cuts they want, accusing McCarthy of fracturing the GOP by giving in to Democrat demands. Texas's Chip Roy and others say they'll work to block the deal.
And no matter what happens, there's going to be a reckoning about what just occurred unless we stop this bill by tomorrow.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and European Union officials toured a green steel plant in Sweden ahead of the fourth meeting of the EU-U.S. Trade and Technology Council. Blinken, accompanied by U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo and U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai, jointly toured the hydrogen breakthrough iron-making technology steel plant in Luleå, Sweden, with Swedish trade officials. Blinken said Sweden was on the cutting edge of the new green economy.
We see Sweden playing a leading role in making sure that we can all have green economies that are responsive to the imperatives of dealing with climate change, but at the same time, producing great new jobs for the future. And you can see that future right here in this spot.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said Tuesday he believes Uganda's extreme anti-LGBTQ bill law appears to be illegal, and he urged the country's judiciary to review it. The measure was signed into law this week by President Yoweri Museveni and is considered one of the harshest in the world and carries the death penalty for what it refers to as aggravated homosexuality. In an interview with the Reuters news agency, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said several Ugandan and African groups are filing legal challenges to the law, and he hopes the judiciary will review it and overturn it based on Uganda's own constitution. Turk blamed religious groups outside Uganda for promoting the legislation.
It's unfortunate as well that there are some groups from outside, some groups, religious groups, or so-called religious groups, who want to throw sand in the eyes of people. And they want to use the machinery of the state to impose their views, which is utterly unacceptable.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.